Incoming State Senate President Pro Tem Kevin De Leon made his first official appearance in Fresno today, just weeks after controversial comments about the San Joaquin Valley and high-speed rail. FM89's Deanna Aguilera reports.
De Leon visited Fresno's Roosevelt High School today to learn how Fresno Unified plans to use about $90 million in state funding to retrofit aging campuses for energy efficiency. But his remarks earlier this month to the LA Times, where he described the San Joaquin Valley as the middle of nowhere and a place where no one lives out there in the tumbleweeds, overshadowed his visit.
You know, it was an artful comment. And the funny thing about it was that I literally meant in between Fresno. You know, and Bakersfield, you know, because, you know, the population is not very high. And I meant no disrespect to the Fresno. I actually like Fresno a lot.
De Leon's remarks to the Times came as he said construction on the rail line shouldn't start in the San Joaquin Valley, but should begin in L.A. and the Bay Area. Today, he said he wants construction to start in all three places.
I think that once people see what's happening in the Central Valley and what's happening on the bookends, and it's happening simultaneously, I think you can start moving people to actually visualize themselves the real possibilities of what can truly happen.
De Leon's visit came a day after construction crews began tearing down buildings in Fresno for the project.
They've already demolished a couple buildings as we speak right now. You know, in Central Valley.
Right.
I think that's positive. I think we should move forward with it.
This wasn't De Leon's first trip to the Valley. He says he's been to Fresno numerous times and plans on coming back frequently. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Diana Aguilera.